Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. That was, I believe, by Jonathan Nelson. Amen. He said, goodbye to my troubles, goodbye to my pain, goodbye to my sorrows. Amen. And then it goes on to say, you are the God of miracles. You are the God of wonders. You are the God that's all powerful. And then he says, I believe. Amen. 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 Good afternoon. This is Pastor Bell, and I'll be filling in for Pastor Beasley this afternoon. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you. The scripture I'd like to read before we have prayer is coming from John, the 11th chapter, and verses 24 through 26. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity that we can come together and study the word together, God. Lord, we ask that you open up our hearts and our mind to the word of God and crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from on high. Help us, Father God, as we study the word together, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would bless all those who've asked us to keep them lifted in prayer. We ask that you'll be with our pastor, guide and direct him, Father God, and with all those that are listening and those that participate, Father God. Be with those that ask us to keep them lifted up in healer. Be with those, Father God, that are bereaved and going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind has stayed on thee. So help us, Father God, to receive your word and not only receive it, but be about it. We give you praise, and we just want to say thank you, Father God, for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Pastor, are you available?
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you, Pastor. Well, I did hear you. I think we lost you, Pastor. Okay. But to Pastor come back, I'd like to go to the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and beginning with the 10th verse. And I'll be reading from the King James first. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. Amen. And now I like to read it out of the Message Bible. And that's verses 10 through 18. It says, and that about wraps it up. God is strong, and he wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best material, and put them to use so that you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. There is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. It said this is no afternoon athletic contest. Amen. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirit up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Amen. So as Pastor was teaching on that warfare, and what we're going through at this time, that let us know that we're not fighting flesh and blood, as the scripture says. And so we have to have that whole armor of God. And here in Ephesians 6 gives us what we need to fight with. Amen. So the first one says, for us to have our loins girt about with truth. Truth, meaning we need to have the word of God. You can't go out here not ready. You have to be fully clothed in the word. That's why we have to and meditate on it day and night. Is here for us. We don't have to pay for it. We don't have to go looking and searching for it. It's right here in God's word for us. As it says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that's verse 13, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. That's what we have to do. And listen how the living word puts it. It says, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Amen. So that's why we have to put on that whole armor of God. And then next, it tells us that we are to have the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. So you have to have that breastplate of righteousness. You're guarding your heart. Amen. So that nothing will penetrate that to cause you to weaken, to cause you to break down. The New Living Translation, it has that 14th verse. It tells us, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. Amen. So it's talking about, first of all, we have to have our loins girt about with truth, and then we have to have the breastplate of righteousness. And then it says for our feet, okay, for shoes, put on the peace, that's P-E-A-C-E, that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. Let me read that again. For shoes, put on peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. That's the word of God. And then it tells us, above all, taking the shield of faith. Amen. The shield of faith. So it says, in addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Amen. So you have to have that shield of faith. Amen. Then next of all, it talks about in verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation. Okay. So the New Living Translation says, put on salvation as your helmet. Praise God. You have given your life to the Lord. You have surrendered yourself unto him. So now it says, put on salvation as your helmet. Amen. Then it tells us, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So you need to have your word with you at all times. That's why we have to meditate on God's word. Amen. That's why we have to have his word in our hearts. Because from out of the heart, the word that you speak is coming from your heart. Amen. That's why when people say hurtful things, it's coming from their heart. And then a lot of times you can't take that back. Not a lot of times, you can't take that back. So we have to guard our heart, guard what we say. Amen. We have to teach in love. We have to treat others the way we want to be treated. And so in doing that, the more word we have in us, the more we will know how to treat our brothers and our sisters. Amen. As this verse says, verse 17, it says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So in the New Living Translation says, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So first of all, we're going to put on salvation as our helmet. And then we're going to take the sword of the Spirit as our weapon. That's another weapon, which is the word of God. Then the 18th verse says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. So New Living Translation say, pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion. We are to pray. In every situation, we are to pray. Pray when everything is going well with us. We are to pray when trouble comes. We still should pray. For the scripture said, man always ought to pray and not faint. Amen. So we have to pray. That's one of our weapons, prayer. Amen. So from the New Living Translation, say, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Then you see what it tells us to say, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. You know, when I was reading that, it said all believers. Wow. Jesus prayed for the believers as well. And here Paul, he's talking about we are to pray for believers everywhere. So you got these powerful weapons. That means they won't be destroyed. We have them at our fingertips. All we got to do is get in God's word and allow his word to be in us and meditate on that word, like Joshua said, day and night, so that when the enemy comes, you can fight. You can fight. Because you have to have the whole armor of God. So we have to have our loins girt about with truth. We have to have the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I like that, with the gospel of peace. That means don't go stirring up wrath. Don't go stirring up trouble. Know who you are. So you have your feet or your shoes on. It's a preparation of the gospel of peace. And then we're to have the shield of faith. Amen. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And last, we are to pray and pray always. So, you know, when someone asks you to pray for them, you pray for them. Amen. That's one of our weapons. So these weapons we can use daily. We don't have to just wait to a particular time to use them. We can use these daily. Because from the Message Bible, excuse me, it says, and that about wraps it up, God is strong. And guess what? He wants you and me strong. He wants us to be strong. And then it says, so take everything, not some of the things, but it says everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best material. Amen. Praise God. Thank God that in the natural that our armed forces have the best material for their weapons, that they build the weapons with, so that they know they're going to be in a fight, so they have the best. But here we in the spiritual realm, as we study God's word, we have well-made weapons of the best material. And the word of God goes on to say, and put them on. Put them to use. You'll will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. Because you are strong in the Lord. And you have his whole armor on from head to toe. Amen. Amen. And then it says, be prepared. Be alert. Pay attention. Against far more than you can handle on your own. Thank God he's with us. Amen. It says, take all the help you can get. Every weapon God has issued. Every weapon God has issued. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the weapons. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation. I like what it says here. Are more than words. So these are more than words. And then it tells us to learn how to apply them. Praise God. You know, the more that you're in God's word, you'll learn how to apply these weapons. Truth, peace, faith, and salvation. It said God's word is an indispensable weapon. Wow. It's indispensable. And it says in the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Amen. So we don't know how to pray. We need to ask the Lord to teach us how to pray. They say pray hard and long. We are to pray for one another. Amen. And it says, keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or, you know, so that they won't be discouraged, that they don't want to give up. We have to encourage one another. Amen. So now you have the whole weapon of God. Wear it. Know it. Get in God's word and allow his word to give you the truth so that you're able to fight. You're able to win this battle. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give out. Stay focused. Be alert. Know when you're up against anything that's not of God, you got the weapon. Amen. To fight. You got the weapon to bind up anything that's not like God. Bind it up in the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter what it is. You stand on God's word. You have put on that whole armor of God from head to toe. And because of that, you're fully dressed and you're ready to do battle. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to thank each and every one. I don't know if our pastor is able to get back with us. Pastor, are you able to share any comments? Amen. No, praise God. We'd like to thank each and every one for joining us today, even those that joined us listening by internet. God bless you all, and we will see everyone tomorrow for the Word at Noon.